On University of St. Thomas Week, entrepreneurs don't just live in bustling cities and sip chai lattes. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Danielle Ayltz-Campo, associate dean of the Schultz School of Entrepreneurship and a clinical professor of entrepreneurship, considers rural areas for innovation.
Imagine the backbone of America's economy, not in bustling city centers, but spread across its wide open spaces. Entrepreneurship in rural areas, which is often overshadowed by the urban narrative, is a tale of resilience and community. In these settings, where every new business is critical to the local economy, the right support can mean the difference between thriving communities and those left behind. Based on past research, it is clear that entrepreneurs in rural areas face unique contextual challenges and therefore may benefit from specialized support. In a recent study, my colleague and I explored a widespread but relatively unknown government-sponsored entrepreneurship education program that supports entrepreneurs in both rural and urban settings. This program, run by regional small business development centers, provides would-be entrepreneurs with the foundational basics of starting a business. Through an extensive analysis, we delved into 7 years of data with this question in mind. Are these programs effective at increasing the likelihood of starting a business and securing funding? And if so, are they equally effective in rural and urban settings? Our findings were revealing. Participating in these entrepreneurial training programs increased the chances of both starting a business and acquiring capital. More importantly, this boost was as strong for rural entrepreneurs as for their urban counterparts. This is good news for entrepreneurs in rural America. Each state in the nation has a small business development center program, and many provide no-cost or low-cost consulting and education for startups in local communities. Our study's insights lead to a compelling conclusion. Small business development centers stand as pillars of local economies, offering not just advice, but providing key educational services to help entrepreneurs turn their visions into reality, irrespective of their zip codes.
That was Danielle Ayltz-Campo of the University of St. Thomas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.